Jane also mentioned the old argument that women are so weak that they are unsuitable for many jobs. I must disagree. Looking around, we can still see some women doing manual labour on farms and building sites. Thus, women can do heavy physical work and do it well, in the same way as men do. Furthermore, statistics show that women have a longer average life expectancy than men. So, how can we say women are weaker? Though men may be better at weightlifting, few jobs actually require physical strength these days. In his speech, James tried to pay us a compliment when he said that since women are superior to men at bringing up children, they should stay at home. I concede that many women are better at taking care of children. However, a recent study has shown that working women spend only 5 hours less a week with their children than non-working women. Thus, a child is not damaged if his or her mother works. Every woman should have the right to work out her own priorities. In our city, over 51% of the female population now have jobs. Many of them also manage to run a home, and so they carry a double burden. Very few men could manage this. Thus, I have shown that some traditions of the past were unfair and that women are not the weaker sex. I believe we are capable of doing any job a man can do. As Simon pointed out in his speech, there is still so much discrimination against women that their abilities are often wasted. As a community, we are wasting our valuable resources if we don't let women play their full part. A woman's place is not only in the home, but also in the office, in the design studio, in the bank, and in the managing director's chair. I urge you to vote against the proposition. Thank you.